T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, we're joined by Cowboys radio analyst and sports personality Babe Laufenberg on the KRLD Newsline. Excited to hear that he's going to drop the ceremonial first puck at the Stars game on Tuesday. And he's going to do so in honor of his late son, Luke. Hockey Fights Cancer is the event here. And it's a big initiative that the NHL participates in. Babe, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
It's a great partnership with the American Cancer Society. First off, we're excited to see you participating. Since the death of Luke, and even before then, you've just been really on a crusade to be open about what you and your family have gone through. And I know it's meant a lot to a lot of different people. Why is it important to you to be involved so publicly in, you know, whether it be an American Cancer Society deal or whatever, to continue to fight this terrible disease?
It wasn't really my intention, John, in terms of the things I post in my social media. As I have said to many people, it's for me an emotional bloodletting, and it keeps him out there. It keeps his name alive. And the ancient Egyptians said that if you keep saying a man's name, he is still alive. So I say the name Luke Laufenberg a lot, and he's certainly going to live on for us and our family. And I'm just almost honored, if you will, to bring his fight that he had and the way he fought, and with the dignity and the almost pride of how he took on that disease for an extended period of time. I'm almost just honored to tell his story.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it makes just a huge impact in people's lives. You know, for, you know, those on the outside looking in, you know, and it doesn't have to be your family, it could be any family. You know, what do we not know about what families are going through when there are these type of diagnoses? I know eventually it turned into a terminal diagnosis for Luke, and you knew the end was coming for him. What do we not know about what families are going through during these times?
It's a difficult thing to experience. I think everyone knows there's nothing worse than the loss of a child. And I had never had someone close to me lose a child. So I never got to experience, so to speak, what they went through. And when it happens to you, you just cannot believe the depths that it takes you to. As they say, it's a club that no one wants to be a part of. But I think the only people that truly can understand are the people who have been through it. And I've talked to a number of people, and it's one of those things too, the more you read about it and grief, and I've read a lot about it, you will never get over it. You just have to figure out a way to get through it. And quite honestly, that's what we are doing. His mom, his brother, myself, we're all trying to figure out a way to get through it. And it's a difficult time, I won't lie. And that's probably why I post the way I do on social media. I'm not looking for sympathy. It's just one of those things that it's tough to relate to. And one of the things, too, I hate to say this, but you see all the commercials and they're kind of cute, and the cancer kid, and he or she is walking down the hallway and they're smiling and asking for a donation. And that's just not the way it is. It's a brutal, brutal experience that he went through. Something that is interesting, because I think as parents, we obviously always try to teach our children how to act, how to go through life, how to treat people. And I learned more from Luke in the 2 years that he battled this, probably than I ever imparted to him.
And it's so amazing to see the impact that a young person has on this life. We think about, you know, somebody passing away at 80 and going, oh, man, they had just such an impact and people are going to remember them forever. Yeah, Luke was, what, 20, 21 when he passed away?
Yeah, diagnosed at 19, was in remission for about 8 months, and then it came back in 21 when he passed, yes.
Yeah, but over that time has made such a big impact, whether it be at Liberty where he went to high school, whether it be at his junior college, or even going on to UTEP where he was just there for a short time. But his memory really does, linger. It is a presence here to this moment. He did make such an impact even in a short lifespan.
He really did. And, you know, when it's your son or your child, you're just day to day with them, quite honestly. You're bringing them up, you're feeding them, you're going through a little bit of their troubles, whatever they may be, but you don't step back and see the big picture. And when he passed, you almost saw it from the 30,000 foot view, all the friends that he had impacted. And as you said, he went to UTEP. He was there 3 months. He was again, he was recovered, went back there, was out of school and everything for a year. Went there. They recruited him again. He was a 240-pound tight end. They started recruiting him after the 2019 season from Mesa Junior College, and he became a 150-pound cancer patient. So obviously not a whole lot of people recruiting that. And when they saw him, they couldn't believe that this kid had built himself back up there. Anyway, got a scholarship to UTEP, and in such a short period of time, made a huge impact there, that they have the Luke Laufenberg Hustle Award. They still wear Luke on decals on their helmets, every player. They give out the number two, his number, to a deserving player that exemplified his fight. And as a matter of fact, the young man that wears it now, tremendous kid, Justin Garrett, wears number two. He also wanted him to put Laufenberg on his jersey, as opposed to his name, Garrett. And, that was pretty special. The first time I saw it, I will not lie to you, I teared up because I saw this number two with Laufenberg on it. But, and I asked him, and here's a young man, Justin Garrett, who's a wide receiver who wears his number. He's a young man from Compton, was homeless for a while. So two very dissimilar upbringings. And after Luke passed and I was out there, I said, Justin, how did you and Luke bond? Why, how did you become friends? He said, well, Mr. Laufenberg, we're always the last two people in the locker room. We're always the last two to get in extra running, to get in extra lifting, to get in extra film study. So that's where the bond developed. They were just the last two guys in the locker room. And it's been a pretty unique and rewarding experience to got to have the opportunity to get to know Justin Garrett.
Just amazing. Just amazing. Well, a little bit more on the American Cancer Society and this initiative as well. In your experience in working with, ACS and, this particular, and ACS is one of the organizations that helps support Hockey Fights Cancer. You know, how do they help those that are dealing with cancer and their families?
I think one of the really neat things that the American Cancer Society has done, they've opened up these Hope Lodges. And they just recently opened one here in Dallas. And that's an opportunity for families to have a place to stay free of charge, transportation to treatments, all those types of things. So they're funding that. It's a 24/7 helpline for patients, for their caregivers. And we were in a somewhat unique situation. His mom was a pediatric nurse practitioner at Children's Hospital, which is where he was ultimately treated. And she worked in oncology. So the idea that we would be back to the place where she used to work was pretty amazing. Never thought that would happen, or certainly wanted it to happen, but there we were. But we were fortunate. We were 10 minutes away from the hospital. And if you're ever in this position, if he ever caught a fever when he was home, we had to get him to the hospital within an hour or he would have died. Not everybody lives within 10 minutes of the hospital they're being treated. So when these patients come from all over the state and even all over the country, they've got a place to stay. They've got transportation to the treatment. And one of the big things too is not everybody has the opportunity to be there and be around their children if you live you know, hundreds of miles away. People still have to work. Your life goes on, even though it stops in a sense. So, again, the Hope Lodges are just a tremendous resource for these families that do not live in this area.
Absolutely. When I heard about that, I just thought, oh, my gosh, what a great way to serve these families for sure.
Well, and if I may say as well, you are so focused on the treatment and your child and getting him better. And you're on edge literally every minute of every day. It's hard to sleep. It's hard to eat. It's hard to do anything. So you have enough on your plate, obviously, with just that I can't imagine the families that are trying to figure out, okay, how do I get a hotel room, an apartment, whatever that is. Can't imagine how helpful that is, that they can focus all their resources, both emotionally and financially, on the health of their child.
No doubt. I mean, it's the last thing that you want to have to think about because there's just so much going on. And,
yeah.
And so I guess we can just kind of leave it with this. You know, looking forward to the ceremony on Tuesday, honoring Luke, you know, just hope for those families that are going through what they're going through. You know, when you're asked for those words these days, and I'm sure there's part of you that feels a little bit like you don't know what to say sometimes, but I promise you, your words are carrying a lot of weight right now, and we appreciate them. Anything to say to those families who are going through something similar to what your family experienced in the last couple of years?
The only thing you can really do is focus on today. As I said, I just tried to put one foot in front of the other today, and then you wake up and you try to do the same thing the next day. But if you let your mind wander too far down the road, it can be a little bit devastating. So there's enough going on a daily basis that you have to figure out a way to get through that day. And then when tomorrow comes, you figure out a way to get through tomorrow. I do know this, the support of the people, not only your family, but the people around you is so important. And in our situation, everybody wanted to do something, but they didn't know what to do. So my only advice would be, when people say, what can I do for you? There's always something that can be done, even if it's filling your gas up with car, because you don't have time to leave the hospital or don't want to leave the hospital. Let them do it. I think we as human beings always don't want to imposition or burden other people, but it's not a burden for them, as I came to find out. It's something that they want to do, and it's their small contribution to helping your situation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.